Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
Cause there's something down there.
Hello everybody and welcome to another exciting edition of Red Rebel Radio. I'm not your host Ben, and down the other end of the phone, strangely, is the host, doubles as a guest, it's Swampy. Hello Swampy, how are you?
What's happened? You've changed.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, you've suggested I'm a host and also a guest. What? I mean, have those letters and emails been flying to you and via Twitter? My fans have finally caught up with you, have they?
Well, no, it's called Swampy's Red Rebel Radio, but yet you don't actually present it. You kind of just get teed questions and just go on a rant for half an hour.
Well, when you say teed questions, they are questions actually that you send to me in advance. This basically is a show where you're on one side of the water, I'm on another side of the water, and you throw things at me. I have a few notes about things I'd like to say, evidently, but, I mean, this is not like all those shows where they say, well, all our guests this evening don't know exactly what's going to be said. They've not seen the questions before, and they will be completely ad-libbing, which is a load of nonsense. Good afternoon, listener. Hope you're all well.
They say
on this
hi.
Memorable
they
day.
Say hi.
Memorable day, Ben. It's Eric Cantona Day, isn't it?
It is Eric Cantona Day. Happy Eric Cantona Day, everybody.
It is indeed. 1995, the 25th of January, when racism was out in the form of a boot to the head. Early bath for you, Mr. Cantona. Ooh, Mr. Cantona, early bath for you. That's all I said, often, Governor. That's the truth. Anyway.
Just to let everyone know, coming up over the course of the next half an hour or so, we've got a full run through what to expect tomorrow afternoon for Saturday's match between FC United and Stockport County. We're also going to be talking about Stockport more generally, and we're going to kick things off by talking about Stockport County's message board. The worst thing about Stockport County's message board is that no one's talking about us on that message board, Swampy, and I feel a bit in the cold, I'll be honest. It's just, there's nothing. It's all positive about other things. Nothing about FC United.
No, that's absolutely fine, because to be honest, if you ever have to look on that website, it hurts your eyes, and you've got to read. It goes up and down. It's bizarre.
It's like United We Stands Forum from years ago. It's that kind of, here's a post.
But Ben, you hit the nail on the head there. From years ago. Years ago, this is 2019, not 1884, when Stockport was producing the 6 million hats worldwide. This is 2019. Just sort it out. I mean, goodness gracious, it hurts. Goodness gracious, please sort it out. Although saying that, I don't go on it. Why would you? I mean, I have seen...
I'm only on it because we're playing them tomorrow. I just want to see what they're all talking about.
Yeah. So. Well, they've had the Grim Reaper thing, haven't they? Which is quite good, actually. They've got a load of dressing room doors with teams that they've played and trails of blood coming under the door, and it's outside FC's dressing room now. So the Grim Reaper with his Stockport County shirt on, and that's, you know, in a way that's quite a good caricature. I quite like that. But who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, certainly, one thing we do know is whatever the results, their message board will be lit up like a 1974 ZX Spectrum waiting for the Sinclair C5 version 2 to come out.
The other thing that we can expect tomorrow, and by the time the show goes out, you probably have already know this, that Neil Reynolds won't be there on Saturday due to a pre-existing work commitment. It's because he's a good head teacher. He's got to go to a head teacher conference. So he has said he'll be listening to SC Radio. So poor sod.
Hold on a second. Can I say something? If he's at a head teaching conference,
yes.
But he's going to be listening to FC Radio.
Yes.
it would suggest to me that he's actually not paying attention to his head teacher's conference. Now, if I was a school teacher and I saw one of my students or pupils listening to headphones in class, they'd be getting detention. You can't be a head teacher and just sneak in the back like the naughty boy and hold to listen to FC United Radio. And in fairness, if you do that, Benny, you're going to have to be very, very impartial.
Well, the thing is,
you know, don't con the manager while telling fibs about how it is on the football pitch. I mean, God forbid, somebody who occasionally listens to the radio who doesn't go to away games actually then has a disagreement, an opinion on what actually happened that they weren't there at. But you know, just make sure you're impartial. That's
for
what I say.
For the 15th time, just to be clear, saying the team was robbed. It's not a judgment on the refereeing. It's not. It was a judgment on the finishing of FC United that afternoon.
I thought you said they were conned.
No, I never said they were conned. And he admits that now without actually retracting it, which is very confusing. But anyway, Neil Reynolds won't be on the touchline tomorrow. So we've got Mike and Chaddy on the touchline. It didn't do us any harm against Kidderminster.
No, I don't think Chaddy was there either. There was no one there.
No, there's no one there. Just Jack and Tom. And
Just Jack and Tom. No, I mean, so tonight's interview with Reynolds is still on, or are you talking to Chaddy instead?
I've invited Chaddy on. I've not heard back because obviously Chaddy's got a day job. It's not like a teacher job where you can, you know, dip in and out for a biscuit with a cup of tea. He's got a proper job. So at time of recording, we don't
know. What kind of biscuit do you reckon Reynolds has in the staff room? What do you reckon?
I reckon he's a custard cream type person, you know. I reckon he's
a custard.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I reckon he dips
custard cream.
And properly, fully dunks it in. Living life on the edge, just in case it falls in. Because if a custard cream goes in your brew, that's game over. You ain't drinking that cup of tea.
Well, that's the thing, you see. I think a custard cream goes better with coffee than tea. I think you're going to have something a little less sweet. So I think you're going to have to have maybe a digestive or something like that for a cup of tea. Ideally, a fig roll would be wonderful because that just takes all your brew up. And basically then you can actually walk down the corridors sucking on your fig roll and having a brew at the same time and therefore being more efficient and not wasting any time in the day. But it would be interesting to find out what Reynolds does with his tea and his coffee and what he dunks into them. Tune into next week's show to find out that crucial information.
Yes. FC United against Stockport County on Saturday. Commentary team is myself. This is for Reynolds' benefit. It'll be myself, Emily Maguire and Roy Sewell will be also joining us. Or as I like to call him nowadays, Hollywood Sewell. Because he's on...
Oh, after his exploits, yeah.
he's everywhere. Every time I see Live Sports Twitter feed, it's a picture of him at a proper football stadium doing proper commentaries. I don't like it, Swamper. I feel like we're giving him a springboard, though.
Don't invite him. I mean, as simple as that. I mean, I'll give him a call. You're off the team. You're not bothering. I mean, you've just actually got into what we've learned this week already. I mean, that mine was, soon he's become Hollywood. You know, I've got it written down here. Sully is Hollywood. It's as simple as that. But, you know, let's go down that route. You know, Sully is Hollywood. It's no question about it. What else have we learned this week? Well, we've learned that basically there's some good news for immigrants in the UK, Ben.
Oh, they don't have to pay money to prove who they are. That's good.
No, not at all. They are now allowed to officially crash a car, injure somebody and walk away completely free. Calmly crashed a vehicle, rolled it, injured somebody, got out, walked off. Next day, brand new vehicle. I mean, you get a new car as well.
I've seen the adverts with Mr. White doing the Direct Line adverts. You do get a car the next day, don't you? I'm pretty sure that's true.
I see that one. Yeah, I see, yes, I do see what you mean there. Also, Ben, though, I've just let you know, I've declared myself the interim president of the UK.
He's a jolly good fellow.
And you'll be pleased to know I have backing from, you know, I've got backing from big quarters of the UK. I've got Longsight behind me. I've also got Blakely, and I've got the independent island on Boggart Hole Clough.
I'm pretty sure Lake. I'm pretty sure Longsight are hedging the bets. I don't think they've got behind you at all.
No, they have. They have been. Honestly,
I think it was non-committal. I'll be honest. I've read it. It's a bit non-committal. It's like,
well,
yeah, we know Swampert. It's basically acknowledging you exist. It's not necessarily anything else. But
the only problem we've got is I've got to find some oil, because apparently coup d'etats are only coup d'etat.
Anyway, so football tomorrow, and it's your local side, Swampert. Well, it's a side that you know very well in Stockport County. We've had
what, Union St. Gilles?
We was robbed, Ben. We was robbed semi-final. All right, let's get to Union St. I was going to talk about Stockport, but let's go with your,
go
with
on
your
then.
New home. Union St. Giles, a great vlog, I think it's called, on Facebook on Thursday evening. Lots of swear words. A couple of listeners said, I've never heard Swampy swear before.
It was, I have to say, it was rather cold and robbed, Ben. We were robbed. We scored two perfectly good goals, and I've seen the game live on the television since, and dreadful decisions. I mean, to go there, to be 2-0 at half-time would have been fantastic. And then to make matters worse, those goals were cancelled out. And the referee sent off our captain 2 minutes into the second half. We're playing a team who are top of the division, have a long history of being in the top tier of Belgian football, and if we'd beaten them 2-0 and gone back to our ground, of which the game is on Tuesday, that would be fantastic. As it happens now, it's going to be a tight affair. And we were excellent, absolutely superb. The quality of football on show was very, very good. It was one of the coldest nights of football, though, I have to say. But equally, I've never seen so much alcohol consumed by so few in such a small space of time. But anyway, so we've got a semi-final, the second leg of the semi-final on Tuesday. And I think if anyone wants to watch it and you've got an international doofer on your TV, it's on RTL. RTL is a German station, or German and French station. And it's on there. And it's a free-to-air station. So you'll be able to catch up on that game there. Kick off at 9 o'clock, quarter to nine European time, quarter to eight UK time.
It'll probably be on Free Sport, won't it? They do Belgium League stuff, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I mean, you should be able to find it. But, I mean, listen, it's going to be a cracking game. We played Nigel Martin's team, the ex-Leicester manager, on Sunday, and he just complained completely about they've been bottom of the division all season, and they complained about the state of the pitch because it was a bit frosty and it was dangerous. Goodness gracious, eh? Football.
Didn't we complain about the pitch against Ashton? Pretty sure we did.
I think you said the referee had conned everyone.
No, leave that. Right. Anyway, Stockport County on Saturday. And,
hey, Stockport County!
Now, FC United, it wasn't the best of results last week, let's be honest, against Ashton United, Swamps. And
It was dreadful. It was absolutely dreadful.
It's the point, as Statsup always saying, the points are there. Are they there against Stockport County, though, realistically?
Well, if you look at the stats for the game, and County played 27 games, same as FC United, got 50 points, and the joint best defensive record in the division. FC on 24 points and got the third worst defensive record in the division, and a goal difference of minus 22. So even if FC get a result tomorrow, they're going to stay in the bottom three. They're going to have to win, because basically the goal difference is that poor. You know, it's near enough. I think it's at least a point, you know, in that regard. But tomorrow there's hope, because FC United have generally done okay against Stockport County. Forget the beginning of the season, which set our precedent to where we are now, really. But I think tomorrow, I know that all players are fit, with the exception of Potts, and the exception of Lynch. You've obviously got you've got Donoghue, who's going to be available. You've got all the new lads that have come in as well. So I think tomorrow you're going to have a very strong starting 11, and FC will have the strongest bench we've had all season. There's a player that can come on and do a job. You know, I'm not saying that they'll start with the exact same team as last week. I think perhaps they might put Sharp onto the bench and start with Donoghue. That would be my take on things. But tomorrow is going to be a very interesting game. Stockport County are doing tremendously well. They've just been undefeated. They're playing great, great football, attractive football, quality football, not conceding, scoring lots of goals. And it's really working for Jim this season. It would be nice. Every team will go through a little bit of a blip. And I'm hoping that blip can start tomorrow for Stockport County. And FC United, I think, with the supporters behind them, can hopefully get something out of the game. The other thing to bear in mind, I suppose, Ben, is the other games around us.
I know. Ashley United are travelling to Nuneaton. I mean, we could see Ashley United leapfrog us on Saturday. Also playing Hereford are travelling up to Blyth Spartans. Not an easy game, that one, for Hereford.
Not at all, no.
And Guiseley are hosting Boston. We kind of ignore York City, but York City have got a tough game as well.
You're right, I've got them down to Yorkshire. I've got Darlow there because they're on 31 points as well, you know. I think Curzon are safe now. So what you'd hope tomorrow is for me, I mean, looking at the results, you want a Blyth win, you want a Boston win, you want a Chorley win, you want a Curzon win, and you want an Ulti win, Ulti versus Leamington. That's how you want it to go. Now, whether or not you can get five results going your way, and in fact, you know, the other game, the two teams below us, Nuneaton versus Ashton, that can play a stalemate draw as far as I'm concerned, perhaps. But to get five or six results going your way, just so you can actually keep pace with the teams above, is a tall order. But we'll see. And hopefully, you know, we can get some out of the game tomorrow. But I say, I'm positive in the respect of that, you know, there's, for me now, there's nearly a complete team. Nearly a complete team there that will, I think, quite regularly now, with the exception of maybe bringing, if we can, one or two more players in. I think there's still scope for that.
Can we really bring in any more players? I mean, I think it's 50 now, is it? 50 used players during the season, which is, it's a lot, isn't it?
Well, it is a lot, yeah. But the thing is, you know, there's the seasons comes in thirds, don't they? You know, we've had one manager, we've had caretaker manager, now we've got a new manager. He said he wasn't going to bring, you know, change the team overnight completely. You know, we can't afford to do that first and foremost. He's had to go out and get the right kind of player. And I think that's what he's done. You know, he's looking at good quality players, bringing them in, and also looking for next season as well. Because, you know, with this squad we've got, I think we're good enough to stay up. But if we go down, it's certainly a good enough squad, if we can keep everyone together, to go forward, you know. You know, we've obviously lost the likes of Elliot Simmons, which is fantastic for him. And I'm very pleased that he's got his move to Barnsley. And we wish him all the very best. But what we're going to do now is concentrate on ourselves, because he's not going to be loaned back to us. We're not going to get that kind of, you know, reciprocal deal where we get a player loaned back to the end of the season. He's going to stay at Barnsley now. And I think that's only right. That's the right thing to do. You know, I still think there is scope for a couple more players. I think, you know, there's been no bans of Barnsley. He's looked at wanting to try and bring another goalkeeper in to help. Allison, although Allison's game last Saturday was, the Saturday before I was there against Bradford Park Avenue, was superb. However, you know, I think he still needs competition, and he still needs an opportunity to have someone on his shoulder, you know, working with him. And also the camaraderie between goalkeepers as well is always very, very good. But I can see maybe one or two more players coming in, and that's about it. And I think they'll settle to the end of the season and see how we go. The division now at the moment is taking place. You know, the top half is certainly sorting itself out. The bottom half of the table, up to, say, Curzon, who won 34 points, I think. And I think they're going to continue winning ways, and they're going to be safe. But all it takes for FC is two or three good results, and we can be right in the mix, and other teams to not do quite as well. And, you know, we should be okay. But it's going to be tough. Let's not make any bones about it. But at the same token, if we go down, look, we don't have any divine right. I'm watching a football team in St. Giles who have just got to the semi-final of the Cup for the first time in 60 years. You know, we're only 13, 14 years old as a football club. No divine right to stay in a division. We can work hard and we can do our best to make sure we do. But if we go down, it's no great, you know, no great shame. In doing so, football clubs, it happens to the most of them. And, you know, we'll come back stronger. But let's concentrate on what we've got at the moment. Let's hopefully go on and win tomorrow or get something out of it, and hopefully the results go our way.
Now, before kick-off, we should mention the fact that Kushka Malcolm will be back under the St Mary's Road End on Saturday. Doors open at 12 noon, and there'll be a Q&A from Mr David Chadwick from 10 past 1. George Orwell's doing a quiz from 10 to 2, and then the Dirty Laces take to the stage at 2:15, and then at 3:00 it's some football match, however. But the Stockport County games against FC United, I'm looking forward to commentating on it, because I commentated on it a couple of years ago, the incident with the Stockport branch banner got taken down, And the atmosphere is incredible. There's just something about this game, isn't there?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, it's the biggest. It's no disrespect to any other club in the division, really, and I include York in that. Well, I'll say, but for us, it's the biggest game of the season. They're our biggest, not necessarily our rival, but they have a big following, a big support. They don't like necessarily FC that much, and FC don't like them that much. Most of us don't really care. I mean, I've got a lot of Stockport County friends and a lot of friends that Stockport County.
For the record, I don't care either, just to say.
And I always wish them well, you know, and I'd rather them be in a higher division. I'd rather be in the Football League. They have no divine right to be there, but I'd rather them have them there because, you know, they've got a good history and they're a club that have been on the down, but at the moment they're on the up. But it's a good atmosphere, good noise, good generation. Loads of moaning county fans about the standard and quality of our facilities, no doubt, and having to stand around the pitch. I wonder if they do the same when they go to Darlington. Do they have that same... Look at the state of this pitch. There's nowhere to... We have to look at this burger.
What's wrong with this burger? It's burnt.
Wow, Ben, you're laughing at your own jokes now. That's a strange thing.
I was laughing at the whole ranting about the burger thing a couple of years ago. It was just funny. Not from Stockport County fans, from SC fans. It was just hilarious. Sorry. Carry on.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, let's not forget... I mean, for Stockport itself, I mean, you know, a lot of famous people come from Stockport, you know, Ben.
Yeah, your friend Owen Jones, he comes from Stockport, doesn't he? And
we've got John Amici, the basketball player, played in the NBA. Mm-hmm. John, you got Norman Beaker.
What, from the Muppets?
Famous. Just because he's from Stockport, it's not need to be like that. He was actually born in Longside. He was. He's in the Hall of British Hall of Fame for blues. He's a blues musician. Oh. He's from Stockport. Craig Cash.
I thought he was from Liverpool.
Craig Cash.
Oh no, I'm thinking of Craig Charles. Sorry. Carry on.
Craig Cash of Early Doors fame and the Royal Family from here in Norwich. Dave Dickinson.
No,
hi,
he's
welcome
he's
to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening.
I think you'll find he's from Macclesfield.
No. I think you'll find. Look. It's a Bobby Dazzler of a show. I'm going to say a Bobby Dazzler of a show. Michelle Keegan and Sally Lindsay were there.
No,
there's two
no.
Comedy.
Michelle Keegan's from Earlham. She's from Earlham.
No, she was born in Stockport.
Not having it.
She was right. Okay, Joanne Whalley, as in Joanne Whalley Kilmer. She was born in Salford, but brought up from a very young age in Stockport and went to St Anne's School. Will Mellor. Friend of the show, done FC commentary live with us. He's also a Stockport boy. Dominic Monaghan, Lord of the Rings, and let's not forget his most famous role was in Bessie Wainthorpe Investigates.
And anyone else, Wumper? Any...
Tim McInerney.
Who's Tim?
Lord Percy.
Who's
Lord Percy? Lord Percy and Captain Darling.
Oh, right, okay, from Blackadder. Right.
Very, very famous actor. You've also got Paul Morley, the music journalist. Angela Rayner, MP. Richard Sykes, basically was a lander. But he was a rugby player, right? Okay, Richard Sykes from 1830. He was born in 1839, died in 1923. A rugby player and landowner and went over to North Dakota and set up some rugby clubs there and also named a town after his hometown of Edgeley in North Dakota. And obviously, the very, 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 very famous Fred Perry is also was born in Portwood.
I've got this. The maker of famous sportswear there. And he's got... Didn't he call himself after a footpath or something? I can't remember.
No. The thing about Fred Perry Way is it's quite confusing because it's bleeding everywhere all over Stockport. You're going, where does it go to? It just basically, I'm Fred Perry Way. I go to... Fred Perry Way. Fred, you can see the plaque on his house in Portwood just before you get to the pub, the bridge, I think it's called. Yeah, the bridge on the corner. But also, Stockport's also very famous for its 16th century cultivating of hemp.
Yes.
To make rope. And it's also famed for its silk. Yeah, in fact, I think it had the largest automated silk machine in the world, and obviously by 1884 the town was exporting over 6 million hats around the world. I think the last hat factory closed down in 1997, I think is about right. And also it's on the River Goyt and Tame, which merged into create which river, Ben?
The Mersey.
Correct.
Get in.
It certainly is. And it's the only part of the Mersey.
I just got an answer right. Thank you. Carry on.
So it's the only part of the Mersey as well which is not navigational through for ships.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true. There's no way a boat could get round that bit of the Mersey near Northampton. No chance.
That's what I'm saying. It's not. It's the start. You can't get a boat round there in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Because half of it is actually, I'm talking about commercial liners like it used to be. Because obviously you've got the problem with half the Mersey's under Stockport, wonderful town centre. And it's also, just to let you know, it's the largest metropolitan borough in Greater Manchester, and it's failed, I think, on two occasions for city status. I think the last time a city came up, I think it was Sunderland won it. And the one thing about Stockport, it doesn't have a cathedral either. So there's a bit of fast. It's also, it was a remain town by quite a proportion, I think, about over 60% of the population voted to remain, opposed to jump off a cliff and have no safety net underneath it at all and hope for the best.
Yes. Well, anyway, I'd be interested to know how Top Hat's sales do on WTO rules. Be interesting to know that. Anyway.
They're the kind of traditional industry that's going to come back. We're going to send everyone back to the work.
Jacob Rees-Mogg loves a Top Hat.
He does.
Two of them, actually.
The thing about, he's got quite a few of his friends that are like that as well. But also the thing as well, what they can do is, because certainly from a Stockport perspective, I mean, Holdsworth Mill, it used to be the world's largest mill. There are still quite a number of mills in the Stockport area that are available to be opened up and turned back into workhouses. So therefore, we can solve the unemployment problem.
Tories, listen to this show. Don't give them ideas.
No need for food banks, because basically you can feed them on site. They work 16 hours a day. They have 4 hours kit. They're back in. And as soon as you're done with them, you throw them out the back window into the Mersey and let them float all the way out to sea.
As we've discussed, they won't float very far because it's not navigational. Right. So, Swampy, just before you go, now you've gone through the whole Wikipedia entry for Stockport. Can you give us a song for this week?
Ben, listen. Listen, the whistle of paper, I do my research. I don't just go on the internet. I just have a look.
You've got a printer at home. Well done.
I've got a printer.
What a marvellous European Union state you live in where you can afford ink for your printer. Anyway,
yeah, we'll be going back to that as well. Old traditional print newspapers with the kids at 6 years of age getting out there full of print material, all dead by the time they're 12, and basically going, right, okay, and Rees-Mogg's there going, I've made a pretty penny once again. And it'll be all Dickensian, won't it? It'll snow every Christmas. We'll all be getting a great big turkey from our landowner. And we're going back to the days. I can't wait, Ben. I mean, I can wait. Because I'm going to be living in 2019. Well, you're all going back to 1815, 16, 1700s. But don't worry about it. My song, Ben. Well, we've been talking about Stockport. And there's only one song, really, you can play if you've been... If you've been to Stockport, if you're a fan of Stockport, if you've lived in Stockport, or indeed you are somebody who doesn't really care about Stockport, this song is a song called Stockport.
Bye.
By Frankie Vaughan. Well, and that's not, no, I'm not, it's not a play on words. Stockport by Frankie Vaughan.
Well, Swampy,
you're looking now going, what the f*** is he on about now? Well... Frankie Vaughan sang a song about Stockport. Yeah, it's a big crooner song. You'll love it, Ben. It's great.
Oh, okay. Well, Swampy, a big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely weekend, and we'll be speaking to you next week.
Indeed we will, and good luck tomorrow for FC United. Enjoy the commentary. I'll be listening in, and hopefully we'll have happy news come 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. So until then, take care, everybody. Enjoy yourselves, and enjoy this wonderful song by Frankie Vaughan.
I've traveled up and down this country, from the Pennines to Land's End. But if you ask my favorite place of all, the answer isn't hard to comprehend. I'm going back to...
dark part. There's nowhere
this is FCUM Radio, the official radio station for the preservation of the Balm Cake.